Hello, my name is Ravi Prabhakar and I am a Feldenkrais practitioner. We are about to do a short 10-minute lesson from the Feldenkrais method. In order to do this lesson, you will need to be seated on a stool or a chair. Sitting on a sofa or the bed will not be as effective. So please find yourself a stool or a dining chair, one that has a flat surface to sit on, and which is not overly padded. Make sure to choose the right height for the stool or chair. Your knees should be an inch or two lower than your hips while seated. If your knees are higher than your hips, switch to a taller stool or chair so that your knees are lower than your hips. If the soles of your feet are not in full contact with the floor, you will need something a little shorter. Sit towards the front of the seat with both your feet resting fully on the floor in front of you. Place your hands on your knees in a comfortable position. Now we are ready to begin. Please do each of the following movements slowly and gently. It is very important that you do only what feels really, really easy to do. Do not strain or even go close to your limit. The moment you detect you have to strain or feel any discomfort, stop and turn back, or do less. Small movements done slowly and with ease are what we are looking for, and it is very important that you are comfortable during the course of this lesson. Let's begin. Moving slowly and doing only as much as feels really easy, gently turn to look towards your right and take note of how far you can see on your right. Look at a point on the wall or the objects farthest on the right side that you are able to see. Remember how far you can see to the right. We will come back to it. And now, come back to the middle. Throughout the lesson, come back to the middle after every movement. Now, leave your head in the middle and just turn your shoulders to the right. The movement of your shoulders will be restricted because of the constraint of your head. So only go as far as it is still very, very easy, and then return everything to the middle. Do this 3 to 4 times, turning the shoulders to the right while keeping the head and the eyes in the middle. Breathe easily as you do this. Each time you turn, see where you can do less. Can you let go of effort in your jaw, your throat, your chest, your belly? Now stop and turn your head and shoulders together to the right. Again, do only what feels easy. See if it feels easy not only in your shoulders, but also your neck to turn to the right. And if you are able to see farther to the right than you did the first time. And now, please rest for a few seconds. Now, keeping your head and eyes in the middle, turn your shoulders to the left. So do this a few times. Keeping your head and eyes in the middle, turn your shoulders to the left. Only do what's easy. And now as you turn your shoulders to the left, turn your head and eyes to the right. And then bring everything back to the middle. So you turn your shoulders to the left, and you turn your head and eyes to the right. And then you bring everything back to the middle. Do it a few more times, doing only what feels easy. Turn your shoulders to the left as you turn your head and eyes to the right. You are now twisting your spine, and of course, your head and eyes cannot go as far to the right as before. Now, again, Take everything, your head, your eyes, and the shoulders to the right. See if the previous movements have made a difference, and if you are able to see a bit further to the right. Again, only do what is easy and do not strain. And then, please rest for a few seconds in the middle. Now, slowly, take your head and shoulders to the right as you take your eyes to the left. So your eyes and head are moving in the opposite directions. The head and shoulders turn to the right as the eyes turn to the left. This may feel a little odd and you may struggle initially, but do what you can. And on the way back, bring everything to the center. Do this a few times, remembering to breathe easily and only going as far as it feels easy to do. Reduce the effort in one part of your body each time. Let go of work in your jaws, your chest, and in your shoulders. Now that once you have done it a few times, again, take everything, your head, your eyes, and your shoulders to the right, and see if you're able to turn and look further to the right. And now, rest again for a few seconds in the middle. And you can lean back on your chair if you're sitting on a chair that has a backrest, or you can just relax on your stool. And now again, come and sit towards the front of your stool or your chair and bring your attention to your left knee. Imagine that there is a big red button in front of your left kneecap and that you want to press that red button with your left knee. What would you need to do in order to move your left knee a little bit forward? Something needs to happen in your left hip joint. It is a small movement, just enough to move your left knee an inch forward. Your feet continue to stay on the floor. Do this movement a few times, gently pushing your left knee forward as if to push the imaginary red button in front of your knee. What happens in your entire left side? What happens in your left shoulder? What happens in your right knee? Does your right knee move forward or back? Or does it stay in the same position? And come back to the middle and rest. Now imagine there is a second button, a big yellow button behind your right buttock, and you want to push the yellow button with your right buttock. Do only what is easy. Again, it's a very small movement. You want to push that yellow button with your right buttock. Do it a few times, each time reducing the effort required. And again, notice what happens to your left knee as you do this movement of pushing the big yellow button with your right buttock. Is your left knee also pushing the red button in the front as your right buttock presses the yellow button in the back? And rest. And now, again, push the red button with your left knee as your right buttock presses the yellow button at the same time. So push both buttons at the same time and notice what happens in your spine. What do your shoulders want to do? Do this a few times. So the next time you push the two buttons with your left knee and right buttock, also turn your head, eyes, and shoulders to the right and see how far you're able to turn. Don't try to push or strain, just do what feels easy, using the same amount of effort as you did in the beginning. And you will notice that now, suddenly, you are able to see a lot further to the right and with much more ease. This is because your pelvis, spine, shoulders, and head and eyes are working as one to turn towards the right. And again, please come back to the middle and rest. Take a few breaths. Allow your attention to rest as well as your body. And now come back again to the front of the chair with your feet firmly on the floor. And now imagine that the red button is in front of the right knee. So instead of being in front of the left knee, the red button is in front of your right knee. And push that red button a few times by moving your right knee forward a little while keeping your head in the middle. Do this a few times, pushing the red button in front of your right knee. And now add the yellow button behind your left buttock, keeping your head still in the middle, more or less. It is a small movement as before. So you're pushing the red button in front of your right knee and the yellow button behind your left buttock. Now, as you press the red button with your right knee and the left button with your right buttock, try and turn your head, eyes, and shoulder and look to the right. See how much your movement is restricted by the movement of your hips. You are now not working as one. You are in fact fighting yourself. Your head and shoulders want to go to the right, while your lower body is going towards the left, and your spine is twisted. And as a result, your ability to turn and look to the right is severely limited. And again, come back to the center and rest. And now come back towards the front of your stool or your chair. Have your feet firmly on the ground in front of you. And now go back to pushing the red button with your left knee and the yellow button with your right buttock at the same time as you turn your head and eyes to look towards the right. So you push the buttons with your left knee and right buttock as your head and eyes and shoulders turn to the right. Everything turns to the right. And see how far you can now turn to the right as compared to the beginning. For the next few movements, imagine that the turning of your head is initiated by the turning of your hips to the right. from using your whole self in turning. It also comes from the process of differentiation, from trying new combinations, as in turning your head and eyes in the opposite directions, a pattern that we are habituated to from a very young age. Through the use of constraints on the turning of the head, eyes, and shoulders, we added novelty to the movements. Novelty attracts the attention of the nervous system and aids learning. In effect, the improvement comes from your nervous system learning something new about how you can use yourself to do what you want. Now forget about the buttons and the shoulders and just turn to the right without thinking. Enjoy the results of the lesson in the form of increased comfort and range of motion in turning with less effort. Even if you do only what feels easy, you will find that you turn a lot further than the first time when we started the lesson. This is because your nervous system is very smart. It has incorporated what it learned from doing these few movements to make it easier for you to turn. And now, slowly, taking your time, come up to standing on your feet. Take a minute to sense and feel how you are in standing. If something has changed in the way you are on your feet, and now try turning to the right in standing. What do you remember from the lesson in sitting, which can help you in turning while standing? Going forward in your day-to-day life, how can you use what you have learned today? Can you use it when you are turning to look to the right or to the left, or turning to look behind you while seated in a car or while walking? Can you start the movement from your pelvis and not your head? Can you use your whole self in turning? Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this short awareness through movement lesson on turning from the Feldenkrais method. Thank you for tuning in. Take care.